IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Brother Sayyid Abdullah, and Sister Asma, my guest speakers in the studio. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the studio.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, thank you for having me.
Welcome. And Sister Asma, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam, I hope everyone is doing well, and thank you for having me.
Welcome. Well, we are talking about and criticizing the movie June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve, starring, of course, very famous actors and actresses from Hollywood like Timothy Chalamet and Rebecca Ferguson. But before me asking you the questions regarding the critique of this movie that we've started, in fact, from two episodes ago onward, let's take a short listen to a short part of this movie, June, and we'll be back with this question. Don't go away.
Extreme temperatures and treacherous weather events make life outside the cities of Arrakis truly hostile. With sandstorms powerful enough to cut through metal, only the native tribes known as the Fremen have adapted well enough to survive. Preferring to inhabit the remotest regions of Arrakis, the Fremen share the deep desert with the giant sandworms, known to the Fremen as Shai-Hulud. Long exposure to spice has given the tribe their characteristic blue eyes, the eyes of Ibad. Little else is known of the Fremen, except that they are dangerous and unreliable. Fremen attacks make spice harvesting extremely hazardous. For the Fremen, spice is the sacred hallucinogen, which preserves life and brings enormous health benefits. For the Imperium, spice is used by the navigators of the Spacing Guild to find safe paths between the stars. Without spice, interstellar travel is impossible, making it by far the most valuable substance in the universe.
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. We are criticizing the movie June, produced in 2021. It's an American, epic science fiction movie directed by Denis Villeneuve. Well, Sayyid Abdullah, there are so many familiar terms used in this movie, like Arrakis. When I heard these names, or proper nouns, basically, sandstorms, deep desert, sandworms called Shai-Hulud, native tribes, spice, Ibad, all of the things, in fact, reminded me of a place, the Middle East.
Okay.
Well, don't you have the same impression like me?
Well, it's not an impression. The reality is the whole novel was based on the Messiah, which they quote twice in the movie, his name being Al-Mahdi.
Right.
The second novel by Frank Herbert, whatever his name was, the second novel is called The Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And the third, I think, is The Children of the Messiah. So it's all relating to the Messiah. Now, the Messiah is a concept in all religions, but it takes...
Has it been mentioned in Bible?
The Messiah?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. The return of the Messiah.
And it means savior.
Yeah. So Messiah is a savior. So, but each religion, even if you go back to the Zardoshians and even before them, the every pretty much every civilization believed in the Messiah. Even if you go to Aristotle himself, he wrote the book The Utopia.
Yeah,
he referred to him as a Superman. Mm-hmm. So what happened is that they all have this concept of the Messiah coming back in time.
We're gonna get back to this concept and ask this question.
Yeah, I'm not going to go in depth into that, but I just wanted to have that as a backbone. Right. So they all believed in the Messiah. Now what happened is this novel was written based on the Mahdi, which is the only religion that we have that gave so much details about the Mahdi and the events of the Mahdi is Islam. So you see that all the names are which are in the movie are actually Arabic names. All the terms that you just spoke about, Arabic terms.
Mm-hmm.
Arrakis is an Arabic name.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
Let's take it. Let's try to decode that name.
Yeah. Isn't it Iraq?
Exactly. No. That gives that connotation of Iraq.
Araq means literally a sweat. Or sometimes it's a liquid. There's a beverage called araq made from wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's not. There's nothing related to araq or sweat to a planet.
But the phonology gives you the connotation of araq.
Yeah, but that's. I thought about that, but it didn't go there. So go in depth. Arraqas in Arabic. Arraqas means a dancer. Arraqs or raqas.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Right.
What's the relationship between raqs dancing to Arrakis, which is in the movie? So you have to keep in mind that when they pronounce it, they pronounce it in English, not in Arabic.
Yeah, true.
But the term is Arabic. Now, Iraq is an Arabic word for Iraq.
But they call it Iraq. So Arrakis and Iraq are just the same.
Let me get to the point. Go back to Iraq was founded by whom? By the Sumerians, right? As we call them, As-Sumeriyun.
Yes.
Sumerians, they had their own language, which wasn't Arabic. It was Sumerian.
Yeah.
Sumerians, they used to call Iraq, Arrakis.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice.
So that's it.
So Arrakis is Iraq.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Exactly. Right?
Because the word Arrakis itself is Sumerian word for Iraq, which we call Iraq today.
True.
So Iraq, Arrakis, the actual name of Iraq itself, but in a Sumerian language.
And the palm trees. And the desert.
No, the whole story, like I said, because you have to understand the series of novels that he wrote was based on the Mahdi himself. So he would have to use terms used by his time, by the time where the Mahdi is, right? So they called it Arrakis because it's Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to say Iraq itself because he wanted to keep an element of, an element of mystery.
Yes.
If he names his names, because you have to understand, this novel was written for English speakers. And English speakers, let's say 99.9 of them, they have no clue of the Islamic history of the Islamic Messiah or the Mahdi. So when they read these names, to them, it's exotic names.
Mm-hmm.
So when they hear Arrakis, they're like, okay. If he says Iraq, then everyone says, oh, that's a country. So he doesn't want the reader to or the viewer to understand as Iraq. So I said, you know, the best thing to do is to refer to by its original name, which is Arrakis.
Yes.
Right.
So he called it Arrakis. So you see, these terms are actually Arabic terms. Like even the worm itself, the worm, the sandworm is called
Shayhulud.
The Shayhulud means Shay al Khulud.
Yeah. Shay al Khulud, yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Think of eternity. So every term is used is actually Arabic terms and has meanings.
Yeah.
To the point that even Wikipedia made an entire page to all the terms in that movie. And it's a long one too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because each word has a definition.
Mm-hmm. True.
Deliberately, they have been put like that.
Not
but
deliberately.
When,
I mean,
as a Muslim,
whole,
you watch
the whole
it,
story
it's
is based
pretty
on
much
it.
Different from when a Western person watched that.
Right.
Exactly. When me and you watch it.
It has been created for us more than them.
No, it's actually created for them, not for us.
How come?
Because we know these things. They see the one of the themes about this movie is why I was asking myself, why wasn't this movie successful back in the day? Like since the first movie was made in 1984 until now, and all the attempts were made was not successful. Because the mind of the people in my generation and the generation before us, it was set on just a plot of an action thing or a love theme or something and straightforward. The notion of families having wars with one another wasn't something that the mindset of people back then were attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't like it. But come to 2010 and plus and above and to our time, this theme became like very something that people like. For example,
central.
Like, you know, why did Goethe, what do they call it? A lot of Thrones. What was
Game
it
of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Game what of was Thrones. It so appealing to people? It's all about tribes. It's all about people killing themselves and family names. And they, you know, the house of this and the house of that.
Yeah,
and then the Vikings came and all these things came and was very successful because the mindset of people
has changed.
Has changed.
And they're more ready to get these
exactly.
Things.
So when he came with the house of this and the house of that, people already knew this kind of thing and they liked it. So you have three houses fighting over power.
Yeah.
That's what people actually love and like. So he deliberately used that. It wasn't successful back then because of that mindset.
Yeah.
Now that mindset has changed. People.
The mindset is changed. Yeah. Quality is changed.
Exactly.
Directing
so,
is changed.
So, exactly. So when you talk about families having war over, you know, over something, then it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, invest in the intertextuality of the movies.
Exactly.
Involved. Yeah. Okay, let's take a short break by listening to another part of this movie, June, producing 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve, and then we'll be back. Don't go away. Stay with us.
I need you by my side. When we get to Arrakis, we'll face enormous danger.
What danger? Fremen? The desert?
Political danger.
Back to the program, Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. With me, Mama Jawad, hosting this program, and Sister Asma and Brother Sayyid Abdullah helping me as guest speakers in the studio, criticizing the movie June, producing 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. Sister Asma, you know, the one of the major characters in the movie, in fact, or actors, says that when we got to the Arrakis, you know, we'll face the environment danger, the danger of the Fremen, that tribe in the desert. Are they suggesting that there is a war between the East and the West? By East, mind you, we see or we can
the
put
war,
in something like that, the Middle East.
Yes, exactly.
Because they are all focused on the Middle East.
Yes.
And then they say, they talk about like they introduce the or inject the idea and notion of danger.
Mm-hmm.
There's danger in the desert.
Yes, at the very beginning of the movie, when the boy, Paul, is studying about the Fremen and the Arrakis, he comes to this line in which it says, the Arrakis people have got those strange eyes.
Arrakis.
The color of their eyes is totally blue. And then also, they are dangerous people and unreliable. And as we just talked about the Arrakis, it happens to be somewhere in the Middle East. Therefore,
Iraq, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. Therefore, they are referring to Muslim people in general. You know what I mean? So they are unreliable, they're dangerous, and they do wars. Because in some other parts of the movie, we see that he says that if you want to get that thing back, a weapon he had, you have to fight and to kill. So according to them, we are warlike peoples, and if we accept someone inside of us, he or she has to do fights and wars and bloods in the middle. That would be the way for them to get accepted by us. So I would think that they exactly are referring to special sort of people, and those people are dangerous. That's what they are trying to make of us to all the world. Islamic Muslim people are just dangerous people. They're warlike and they're fierce and things like that. And they're very strange. As you see them, you are really, they have this very horrible face with those blue eyes.
In light of the questions that I had before or we have, you know, discussed before in earlier part of this episode, and we talked about some of these key concepts such as Arrakis, the desert, the storm, you know, the sandworm, Shai-Hulud, and stuff like that, you know. Why do you think they still focus on this part of the world? Like, we
because of the
see
spice.
So many...
Because of the spice.
And the spice doesn't get to be the oil
exactly,
of Iraq or something
whether
quite
similar?
Whether
it's the oil or whatever benefit that this land has. Because speaking of Judaism, we would come to the land of Palestine. That also that land has been promised to be the land of all the benefits in the world. It is all green and it is very
You mean the land of milk and honey's promise to the Jews?
Yes, yes, exactly. So they think of Middle East as a place where all the benefits are there available for them. So they only have to find a way to get into this place and create a kingdom.
I see. Okay. Thank you very much for your nice answer. Thank you, my dear listeners, to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. We try to criticize the movie June. Of course, we haven't finished yet, and hopefully we are going to do so in the upcoming episodes. From me and the rest of the crew, we say wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.